Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Bargainers for GM and the UAW are still negotiating as 46,000 GM factory workers continue their strike into a fourth day. But as Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes reports in a front page story, it looks like there is a mutiny brewing against UAW President Gary Jones. So Daniel, what happened at last Friday's meeting of the union's International Executive Board?
Well, first off, Gary Jones survived. There was an attempt, at least by a faction, to potentially get him to step aside, as we understand it. The heads of the two other bargaining units from Ford and Fiat Chrysler raised the question about whether or not their bargaining committees would actually bargain if he remained president. Now, I'm told it didn't necessarily come down to a threat, but it was certainly a question that was raised, and it was raised in front of the executive board, as we understand it. You know, I think this really speaks to where this union is right now. The president has been implicated in a federal criminal investigation. As this strike moves into its fourth day, we've heard not a word from him. There have been letters that have been written to exhort the membership on to stay tough. One's come from the vice president of the General Motors Department, who heads the General Motors Department, another from a regional director, Chuck Browning, but nothing from Gary Jones. And I think that signifies that the union itself as an institution has probably recognized that he's compromised.
Can you think of any point in the history of this union during a national strike when, as you said, it was confirmed by four sources with knowledge of what happened, that people were actually openly talking about should he be around?
And it's interesting, the disconnect, I think, in my view, from those of us that cover this and understand it with a little greater depth, and the national media as it's covering a strike. They don't pay a lot of attention to Detroit or General Motors or the auto industry until something blows up. And interestingly enough, a lot of people are very focused on the strike and the usual kind of stories from the picket line and what's going to happen and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm totally walking by this federal investigation into union leadership and union corruption that started very focused on the Fiat Chrysler Training Center, monies that were provided by the corporations into these training centers. It's now morphed into a misuse, what appears to be a misuse of member dues for partying and conferences and extended conferences.
For those who haven't actually followed that, and your story today digs into what the federal filings tell us, and there were the recent federal raids involving Official A and Official B, and you've confirmed, the Detroit News has confirmed the identities of those individuals?
Right. Back up just a hair. In August, there were raids in, I believe, four states, the home of President Gary Jones in Canton Township, the home of former President Dennis Williams in California, I think another place in Wisconsin and Missouri. Coincident to that, and not long thereafter, there was an indictment of the Region 5 director, which spelled out how a lot of the scheme worked and how they would go out to Palm Springs and they would have a master account, for example, just one number on it. But they'd be renting villas for union leaders who didn't spend 3 or 4 days at the conference. They camped at the conference and they stayed for a month or even more, buying $60,000 worth of cigars, Cristal champagne, going into pro shops and buying Titleist golf clubs. In one case, I cite in the column today, you know, that two Titleist hybrid clubs were the equivalent to strike pay for two striking members for a week.
$500.
$500. And it was just one example. But this is all going on. And Gary Jones, we identified through sources as being Union Official A and Dennis Williams as Union Official B. So I think a lot of people have now looked at him and said, this is a real problem. People at the top of the union, I think, are raising a lot of questions. One of the key questions now is, does he even stay through the strike? He probably will, I would think, unless the strike gets really long, which I doubt that it would. But we don't really know what's next. The feds have, in each of the last 6 weeks, have handed down some kind of public paper, some kind of criminal charge, indictment, various other things. And we're now, it's Thursday. So the question is, do we get through this week without one? So this would be the first week in out of 7 weeks that we don't see something coming from the prosecutor's office.
And then meantime, you've got to just ask yourself the impact on the rank and file as they march on those picket lines and they're hearing these stories.
Well, I think that's right. And, you know, who do they believe? If Gary Jones comes out and they have a tentative agreement with General Motors and he says, this is a great deal, you know, we've seen that movie before, and in 2015 with Fiat Chrysler, it wasn't a strike, but it was a tentative agreement that was rejected. And I think the ratification risk is very high here, which puts pressure not on the union, and it puts pressure on the company. because the company wants to cut a deal that they think they can get ratified and that the union assures them we can get it ratified with our membership. And I think that's one of the real open questions.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
You bet.